When you think of Jim Thompson and his time in office, what stands out to you?
He was maybe the most effective campaigner that I've ever seen. And secondly, particularly in this day and age, he was a Republican who was very comfortable working with Democrats. All of his years, there was Democratic control of the Senate, and 12 out of the 14, Democrats controlled the House. And part of it was that he wasn't a rigid ideologue. I mean, you look at our last Republican governor, and he put out demands that anyone who was a student of Illinois politics would know were unreasonable, particularly trying to neuter public employee unions. Thompson, on the other hand, Thompson signed the legislation that authorized collective bargaining for teachers and for state workers. There was an issue during the period when Republicans controlled the House, a committee that handled business and labor issues. The conservative Republican majority on the committee put out a bill that would have provided right to work in the state of Illinois. And of course, the unions were totally apoplectic about it. There was this huge rally on the state house lawn. Thompson came out and spoke to the guys, to the union guys, and wound up inviting them over to the mansion for a kegger. He was a very, very pragmatic politician.
Talk about the fact that he did not serve in the General Assembly before becoming governor. Sometimes that's been a detriment to governors. They often have not been able to work well with the legislature, not having that experience. That was not the case, though, with Jim Thompson, as you mentioned.
No, and I think part of it was the attitude that he came in with, some of the older hands, that he asked for assistance, asked for help. He didn't have these hard set opinions that's got to be my way or the highway, and some of the things that he believed in, the Democrats believed in too. For example, he put through what at the time was a huge public works program called Build Illinois. And if I'm not mistaken, there are some residual parts of it still going on. There's a Build Illinois fund that I believe gets a cut of sales tax every year, and it's still used to pay for projects. And this goes back to early in Thompson's tenure.
You mentioned the budget, and that's something where he has been criticized. I looked back, and the budget basically doubled under his tenure. Now, he was in office for 14 years, so you know, budget growth is expected. You covered the budget during his tenure. What kind of mark would you give him?
I would say that under the circumstances, it did okay. They were dealing with bad economic times when they first came in. Thompson and his administration managed to get a temporary income tax in 1983 after a lot of back and forth. Then it was in his final term when we had another bad economic state and we were running out of money, and he had asked for an income tax increase, and Madigan wasn't willing to go along, and finally Madigan announced and passed through the House in a matter of hours an income tax increase. And his explanation was along the lines of, well, the governor's wanted this for a long time, and I thought it over, and I finally realized, yeah, this is probably a good thing.
Now, he was considered a moderate. Your thoughts on his politics?
Yeah, he definitely was a moderate, particularly in terms of today's Republicans. I'm guessing that were Jim Thompson to arrive on the scene today, as a fresh out of the U.S. Attorney's Office and with no political background to speak of, he would more likely be a Democrat than he would be a Republican. He was conservative on law and order issues. I would say, without having to worry about being corrected, that Jim Thompson probably built more prisons in Illinois than anybody else.
Did he leave a legacy in state government?
In my mind, he kind of set the example for someone who was from Chicago, wanted to run statewide, and took the trouble to go around the state trying to understand people from other areas.